Kasi or Zerua Vest and the Eliasafu Vest, that as far as the Din of Pishat Chalukah Vest, we'll just have a few concluding remarks on the topic, and then we'll move on in Simon for Tehdali. Moshe has the Tshuva, Chelek Yimel Yaradeya Simon Memches, Chelek Yimel Yaradeya Simon Memches, Tshuva dated Kislev Tavshin Lamed Zayin, 1976, to Rav Shmuel Fischelis, who is a son-in-law of Rav David. Rav Moshe's grandson-in-law. Says, Yom HaVeth Shel Cheshbona, Shevigil Eros. So on the Yom HaVeth, where a woman expects to see Dan, Bein B'Veth Kavua, Bein B'Veth Shein HaKavua. Shricha Lifrash Mivayla Kol HaYom. Fine. Prisha Samach LaVeth. In hi regila liros bein bayom bein balayla kidematzi biyoser esol anashim shalanu de ona di da ka ona richta dami de hainu kolome esleis. If a woman normally sees sometimes in the daytime, sometimes in the nighttime, as is often the case, as it's overwhelmingly often the case nowadays. So then, she has to be Parish Kol Hayom from Eisleis. She has to be Parish for an entire 24-hour period, because that's considered to be an Ona Arichta. The Imregila Liras Tamid O Bayom O Balayla. But if she always sees either by day or by night, then Tifrash Rak Osa Ona Bovad, then she need only be Parish during that day or night period itself. Veroi Lahak Regamkin Chumras or Zerua, even though there as well, it's appropriate to be Machmir for the Zerua, Lifrash Ona Achas Mucha Lona Savest, Imla B'Makam Atzara. So Moshe, so this Tshuva says, that if a woman normally sees sometimes by Yom, sometimes by Laila, which is generally the case, then on a more Me'ikara Din level, not just because of the Or Zeruah, that's viewed as a Ona Arichta, and the woman should be Pareshus for that entire 24-hour period of her Ona, not even coming on to the Or Zeruah. So it says, Chela Gimel, Yoredeya Simen Memches. Yeah.
Isn't similar to the Ramah that says that she has a vest that changes 2 or 3 days. We'll get to
the Ramah. It's not what he's saying. We'll have to see what the Ramah means. It's not exactly what he's saying. Okay. So in this new Sefer that just came out, that I took out of the library, Vestos Bahalacha Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, written by a Rav Yitzchak Zilber of Lakewood.
Just
600 pages on Simen Kuf Pei Dalet. I haven't been able to read it fast enough.
600 on just Kuf Pei Dalet? Not even on
Yes.
Kuf Pei Tes also?
Not even Kuf Pei Tes, just Kuf Pei Dalet. Wait till volume 2. So he points out over here, he quotes this Tshuva, page Kuf Mem Tes, and he quotes someone who asked Rav Reuven Feinstein about this, and Reuven said he never heard this from his father, and when his father gave him a dracha before he got married, he didn't say such a thing. And then he writes, well, maybe Rav Moshe was more machmir like this in the later years, but Reuven didn't hear from him directly. Then he quotes here from Rav David, from the Vidibarta Bam, collection of Rav David's Psakim, that Rav David said, quote, Tshuva zu lo kasev aviv. Rav Moshe didn't write this Tshuva. So I called Rabbi Fischelis, who's the recipient of the Tshuva, and I asked him what the story was. So he said, as far as number 2, that's correct. Rav Moshe didn't write it. It was written by someone else, as was the case with some Jews of Rav Moshe during that tkufa. But Rav Moshe didn't write himself. But it did accurately present Rav Moshe's position on this matter, that Rav Moshe did hold, at least at that point, that a woman who is regila liras beva yom ben balayla on a more mikkurin level, still a chumra on some level, but he thought it's more than just the or zeruah.
So how does he know that was a remission? He just got the letter back. Because he was
a merchant's grandson.
Oh. It was a letter to him, or it was...
It was a letter written by someone in the family who wrote up a lot of Ramosha's material at that time. And it was written to him, but he knows that Ramosha didn't write himself. Okay.
So Reb David does not think you have to be machmir?
He didn't say that. He said this is the... it sounded like... I didn't ask him if he asked his shver directly, but his understanding was that this was an accurate presentation of Ramosha's position. But it's not, Ramosha didn't write it. Okay? So that just indicates that from Chelek Vav and on, as we kind of know, with the later tshuvas, you have to have a degree of skepticism, or ask what was actually written in Chsav Yado from the... those volumes that were published in the later years. The tshuvas that were the shorter, later tshuvas. Okay. Already I mentioned something yesterday, on Monday, which I found Rabbi Karp quotes B'Shem Shlomo Zalman, Chelek Perek Vav Ara 22 in the Mishmera Satara. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman said that even if one in general should be machmir for the Zeruah, during Rishonah Rishonah, a person doesn't have to be choshesh for the Gor Zeruah. That's considered to be kibamaka mitzvah. Rabbi Karp writes Chaim Kanievsky pointed out, probably Chaim Kanievsky pointed out to him, the Balaturim in Parshas Kisetzei on the pasuk of the Simach as Ishto Hashem Lakach, the Simach is Gematria 354, which is every day of the year minus Yom Kippur, that the Rishona Rishona have to be Mesameach your wife, so that's a little bit of a smach for being more makel about these things. Obviously, an owner proper you can't be makel, so it doesn't, not literally 354 days, but some kind of smach for the notion of being more makel where possible. That Prisha Sabbath of Vest during Shana Rishona. Rabbi Karp quotes from Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv thought you should be Machmir even during Shana, to the extent that you're Machmir generally, you should be Machmir Shana Rishona as well. In this Sefer Vestos Balacha, page 166, he writes that he heard from a grandson of Rav Gustaman that the minhag in Vilna was that people would be Makel on the Orzuwa Vest until your Makayim Peruvim. That sounds very strange, because you're not going to become pregnant if you have Tashmish Samach Leonas Avest. So that's a little bit strange. But he himself then quotes that he's not sure about that because he heard from someone else. He heard from Rav Gustaman that Rav Gustaman was Makel across the board. So maybe someone conflated Shana Rishona with not being Mekayim Peruvu, because usually during Shana Rishona you have been Mekayim Peruvu, unless you have twins after 9 months or something. But boy and girl, so I'm not sure, but it doesn't seem, the accuracy that seems a little bit questionable. Okay. We mentioned last time that Rav Ozner writes that the chumrah to be machmir like the orzeruah applies even by a vest she'eno kavua. Rabbi Karp quotes and others quote a tshuvas teshuras shai, who assumes otherwise, the Teshuvas, Teshuvas Shai, points out the Lashon, the Orzeruah himself, is Regila. Regila sounds like Dafka Ves Kavua, not a Ves She'eno Kavua. Okay, so that's a discussion of those that are Machmir to be Choshesh for the Orzeruah Ves. In the contemporary Svarim, they're generally Machmir by a Ves She'eno Kavua as well. Okay, then one final ha'ar on what we discussed last time. I noted the difficulty of reading the Ravan straight in terms of what seems to be a conflation of the Orzeruah and the Aviasaf. the way that citation is generally understood is that the Ravan is reflecting both shitos, both the requirement of being machmer for the previous ona, as well as where it's the chumrah, treating an ona as 12 hours, even if the actual ona during that time of year is less than 12 hours, which itself could be a cooler or chumra. But I saw in the Sfarim, in the Vesta Malachi quoted, I think I saw this elsewhere as well, they quote from a Sefer Evan Shlomo and the Ravan, who explains the Kavan of the Ravan differently. That the reference to different periods of onas or having a 12-hour ona is referring to the ona before the vest, not the ona of the vest itself, which is not the aviyasat as we know it. Now that reads, I think, a little bit more smoothly in the lashon of the Ravan. Tana vizartim v'neisal mitamasam asar v'neisal sheyifreshim v'nishaseyan samach levestan v'kama amarava ona v'kama ona amrav yochanan o yob o layla she'im vesta v'yom yifresh layla shelafanav v'im vesta b'layla yifresh yom shelafnei layla. That's the Orza Rua. Bizman kuvas nisan v'tishrei she'yom v'layla shavid. What are we talking about where you're poresh the ona before the ona's a vest? That's talking about Tkufas Nisan v'Tishrei, when that ona itself is 12 hours. About Tkufas Tamas v'Teves, she'en yom v'la v'shovin, then chatzi yom v'chatzi lai l'vnei vest. Then you have to be poresh 12 hours, even if that's more than the previous ona. That's his read of the Ravan, which I think fits him better in the words, even though that's not the way the Ravan is more typically read, l'halacha. Okay. Let's move on now to the Ramah here in Sif Beis, which Michael alluded to a few moments ago. The Ramah writes, Kuf Beis Dalet Sif Beis. Isha Shemeshanes Vesta Lahakdim Bezo Gimel Yamim. So if a woman has a variable vest, that sometimes it falls out 2 or 3 days earlier, Ola Acher, or 2 or 3 days later, Kishemagiyazmanvesta, when the Zman Havest arrives, Sarach Lifrosh Bimena, Days O Gimel Yamim Kodem, O Achrav, then you have to be Poresh for those 2 or 3 days before the Yom Havest or after the Yom Havest. This is based on a Hagos Maimonides, the beginning of Pereches Yisurei Biya. Just read Agos Maimia, so we have it in our Rambam. Os Beis, Perches Os Beis. Sorry, Os Aleph. V'she she'altem. V'isha she'ein leves kavua. A woman that does not have a vest kavua. Im hi isha shemishana vesta, o lahaktin beiz yamim o gimel. If her norm is to have a variation in her vest that is 2 or 3 days earlier, yifima shirigilu l'shanos yifrosh, bisman agas a vest beiz yamim o gimel. So based on the variable time that she changes her vest, she should be poresh for that amount of time. Okay, that's the basis of this Ramah. That's the parenthetical note here. Agos Maimonides Periches de Surei Bia. So, what exactly is the Ramah talking about? What is the case? So take a look at the Shach in Simen Kuf Pei Tes. Sivkatan Lamites. Simon Kuf Peites, Sivkatan Lamites. The Shach here is commenting on the Ramah at the end of Sif Yud Gimel. The last line of the Ramah, V'yesh Omrim, She'ein Kan Vest Shaveh Klau. Actually, for context, let's start a little earlier. Rasa Tesva Benisa, middle of the Ramah here in Kuf Pei Tes, Sif Yud Gimel. Rasa Tesva Benisa, So Tesvav Nisan, she sees them, and she sees them continuously 15, 16, 17, 18 of Nisan. Then a month later, the Yom Tezayin Be'er, Rasa, she sees them in Tezayin Iyar. V'mshicha V'yasa Gimel Yamim, Tezayin Yudzayin Yuches. U'v'sivan, Teskila Liras B'yudzayin Bo. And in Sivan, she sees Yudzayin. So there have been 3 months in a row where she saw Dam and Yudzayin, but only one of those was the first day of the Riyah. 1 month she started Tesvav, 1 month she started Tezayin, 1 month she started Yudzayin. So does Yudzayin have a status of the best Kavua? Because the last 3 months she saw Dam on Yudzayin, but that wasn't the beginning of the Riyah for the last 3 months. Yeah? So that's the issue that Ramad discusses here. Yesh Omrim Shachoshesh is the Dilu of the Leves Shaveh. So one opinion says that you need to be choshesh for Yudzayin as a vest kavua. The Yesh Omrim she'ein kan vest shavaklal. The holkin tamid achar tchila seriya. When you calculate a vest, you calculate based on day one of riyah. Doesn't make a difference how long the riyah lasts for. V'cheinikar. The Rama says that is the correct position lahalacha. In order to establish a vest, we were looking at the Yom HaRi'iyah and not the Hamshach. Good. So the Taz here quotes Sifkat Lamates Kasim B'dani Mela Divrei Chamudos, we should say Tema Dila El Simen Kuf Beidah L'Sif Beis Kasav D'Isha Shemeshanes Vesta L'Hakten Beisel Gimel Yomim Ola Acher. So the assumption of the question is that the pshat in the Ramah in Kuf Pei Dalid is a woman sees Dam for a number of days. Sometimes she starts on Dekav, sometimes on Yotes, sometimes on Yotes. Then all of those days have to be treated as a Yom Havest. And here in Kupay Tes, the Rama says you follow Tchila Sariya. Yeah? So the presumption that Divrei Chamud is in asking this question is that Psham the Rama, based on the Sagos Mami, is Kupay Dalid, talking about a case of a woman who sees Dam for a number of days. Sometimes she starts a couple of days earlier, sometimes a couple of days later, but all those days that she sees have a status of a Yom HaVest. V'nir liyashiv says the shach dilael einusan alomar shitzarach lifrosh kol gimel yamim. Stop shan the Ramban kuf pedalid that you have to treat all those 3 days as a yom avest, that it have to be parish for all 3 days. Dim kein ma inyan shemeshtan is vest lekan. Because if that's the case, then that has nothing to do with our din over here in kuf petas. So Lomar, the Hayala Vest, the Acherkach Mishtanes Vesta, Lahakted Bezo Gimel Yamin. Talking about a case where she had a vest Kavua, and then she sees Dab at a different day than the day of the vest Kavua. Oz, Tzvi Chalifrosh, Gam Kodem a vest. Kifima shiragila lahakdim kigon shiragila lahakdim gimel yamim sarach lefash osa yom shiragila lahakdim uki the kasav kan v'haydu the shekasav le'el at the end of the Ramah there in Kuf Pei Dalid ayin lekaman simen Kuf Pei Tes, meaning the Ramah is saying in a case where a woman had a vest kavua, so she saw a Tesvav Nisan, she saw a Tesvav Tish Iyar, she saw Tesvav Sivan, right? Now, come Av, her vest kavua is Tesvav Av, right? But an Av, she didn't see on Tesvav, she saw on Yud Gimel. She saw 2 days earlier than her vest kavua. Now, come the following month, come Tishrei, I skipped the month maybe, Elul, right? Come Elul, so she still has her vest kavua on Tesvav, But she also has to be choshesh for the vest she'eino kavua of Yud Gimel, which was her most recent re'iyah in Chodesh Av. So that's all the Rambam means. Yishem Shem Shanis vest is talking about a woman who started with a vest kavua. Now she has a re'iyah that's eino kavua. So come the next month, you have to be choshesh for the eino kavua as well. Then there's no great chiddush here in the Rambam, Michael.
So if you read Yomim into that part, Yomim sounds like it's consecutive days, that would you have to be a Porsche consecutive days. And it says days or Gimel Yom.
Whatever those days are, whatever that day is.
So day doesn't really mean day, it really means Ona, that is about previously.
Right, whatever that... Mm-hmm. That time of the 2 or 3 days earlier, it means 2 or 3 days earlier, yeah?
That's what everyone would agree with.
The Dina.
Yeah.
Right, so that's a kasha that the Chavos Das and others ask on the Shach. That's Pashut. Chavos Das Sukkot and Dalet. Why is it about to tell you that in Kuf Pei Dalet, that's Beferish and Kuf Pei Tes? What's the Rambam adding? Why is the Rambam throwing that in Kuf Pei Dalet? That's what Chavos Das is bothered by with this Shach and the Shach. Chavos Das Sukkot and Dalet. The Bavli Shulchan attempts to answer Sukkot and Kuf. Maybe what the potential chiddush is you might have thought that you're only choshes for that kind of vest she'eino kavua if it's more of a haflaga between the day of the vest kavua and the day that's eino kavua. But it's only 2 or 3 days earlier, so maybe you would have thought you don't have to be choshes for that. That's the Bavli Shulchan's docha to explain. To explain what the chiddush might be according to the Shach.
Was the Chavos Das in Kuf Pei Tes or Kuf Pei Dalet?
Kuf Pei Dalet.
Kuf Pei
Dalet. If you still have your finger there in Kuf Pei Tes, the Toras HaShlamim has a different teretz. Toras HaShlamim Tzivkat and Kuf Vav. The emes l'niyas daiti, I'm reading in the middle, it goes to Shach. The emes l'niyas daiti may kara lo kashamidi. The ein zu doma l'zu klap. That our din here in Kuf Pei Tes, the din in Kuf Pei Dalet are dissimilar. Nothing to do with each other. De le'el mayri b'isha she'ein la ves kavua. Kuf Pei Dalet, the Rambam is talking about a din of a woman who has a vest she'ein la kavua. Meaning there was no ves kavua to begin with. And that, he says, Kimavur Bagos Mamnius Lahedya. That was Beferish. We just read it. That's why I read the Hagos Mamnius inside. Shisha'altem, Beisha She'ela Ves Kavua. Right, according to the Shach is understanding that didn't start with a woman who had a Ves Kavua, and now she's Mishanis Liros, a different day than the Ves Kavua. Hagos Mamnius is Beferish, that it's a Ves She'ela Kavua. Ramosha writes, Chelek Beis, Yoredeya, Simin. Chelek Beis, Yoredeya, Simin Samach Zayin. Chelek Beis, Yoredeya, Simin Samach Zayin, the end of Anaf Aleph. Chelek Beis, Yoredeya, Simin Samach Zayin, the end of Anaf Aleph. Ramosha writes, the Shach must have had a different Girsa in the Agos Magnius. He must have read it as Ves Kavua. Because the Girsa Fenenu is Beferish, that is Ves She'ena Kavua. Be that as it may, that's what Torah Shalom says. He says, with no stira. The din in Kuf Pei Dalet, as you see, Beferish in the Gos Mamin Yisufanenu, is talking about the Ves She'eino Kavua. Ach Bigia Yom Shloshim, She'ona Bein and Nisdarka L'Haktim Riyasa L'Gamri Bein L'Gimel Yomim. So the only, if it's a Ves She'eino Kavua, the only Ves that she has to be concerned about, or the only Ona she has to be concerned about, is an Ona Bein and Nis. And she is Eino Kavua, but sometimes you'll see 2 days before the Ona Beinonis, sometimes you'll see 3 days before the Ona Beinonis, but there's no Ves Kavua. Uluf Amim, Hero of Ismai Vesta, and sometimes she sees on the Ona Beinonis. V'lo Mayri Baham Shachas a Vest. We're not talking about a case of a vest that lasts for 2 or 3 days. Akei Tzvi Chalifrash, Bo'os Ismana Ona, De'ulai Tire. So she has to be poresh if it's a vest she'eino kavua. She has to expect that maybe she'll see dam on any of those days that she sometimes sees, even if it's a vest she'eino kavua. Ma she'ein ken kan she'yesh levest kavua b'dilug. I did tefilas riyasa, but toshesh es afir kafu vesta dilug. Kafeides. I talk about a regular vest kavua. Like regular vest kavua, you only follow the yom hariya in determining the yom havest. Okay, so the Torah Sanhedrin says the case of Kofei Dalid is talking about where you have a vest she'ena kavua, and then sometimes you'll see 2 days before the Ona Beinonis, sometimes you'll see 3 days before the Ona Beinonis. You have to be parish for those days that she sometimes sees. Michael.
According to what we just said, the Ramah really is saying that all those days have to be parish. She doesn't have a vest kavua.
Correct. That's what the Torah Sanhedrin says.
And before, when we're reading the Shach, he's saying they're both the same, meaning that you have two Onas within those 3 days that you have to be parish.
You only have to be parish for essentially that which was the most recent vest she'eino kavua. Right. And then there's no chiddush there, that's a regular kufbei testa. The placey, quotes the Torah Sashlamim, Yonas and Ivish, it's in the crazy placey here, placey sifkatan A. And he finds the Torah Sashlamim difficult, because that shouldn't be the din. Where do you find, that's essentially a regular vest she'eino kavua. Like a regular vest, you're only choshish for the most recent vest. So what difference does it make if 3 months ago she saw 3 days before the Ona Beinonis, 2 months ago she saw 2 days, and last month she saw 1 day before? So now the only vest that you have to be choshish for is last month's vest. You have to be choshish for the 1 day before the Ona Beinonis. The Mechitesi is not consistent with everything else we know, that you should be choshish for every possible day that she ever saw Dam before the Ona Beinonis before, if it's only a vest, Yanukavua. So that's the issue. The place he raises with this Torah Sashlamim, that it doesn't seem to be consistent with what we would expect the halacha to be. Okay?
The Ona Beinonis is the 30-day one?
Yeah.
Could you ever just...
30 or 31, we'll have to get to that.
Could you ever just clarify the three, so we...
The three...
Different vestas.
There are more than three vestas.
But three...
Three big ones.
You need
a Vesta Flaga, Vesta Chodesh, Ona Beinonis? Okay. There are many flavors of a Vesta Flaga, but a Vesta Flaga is a vest of intervals. So let's say the simplest case of a woman sees at 28-day intervals, so then the Yom Vest is the next 28-day interval. Vesta Chodesh is the date, days La Chodesh. And an Ona Beinonis, depending on the Chasser or Malay, could be day 30, day 31, or both, that we'll have to talk about. Okay? Ona Beinonis usually has a din of a vest kavua. We can't do well if Kufpeites al regalachas. Okay, and I don't honestly expect to do well if Kufpeites even...
Stay with mine.
Okay. Okay. So that's the Shach and the Torah Sashlamim. The Noz Bihuda, who is cited here in Pesachei Shuvah Sukkot and Fes, has a totally different Pshat in the Ramah, which one could argue might be the simplest reading of the Ramah, and then the most with the most machmir repercussions. I'll just read you a couple lines from the Shuvah Noz Bihuda B'Makor. Kama Yerodeya Simen Membav. Nod Bihuda Kama Yerodeya Simen Membav. Ubesedir Lini Estaiti Perish Divay Ramah Bahagasim and Kufpedal is it based. The Isha Shemeshani Svesta Lahakdir Shtaim Gimel Yamim Ola Akhir. So if Lifa Shemeshani Shtaim Gimel Yamim Chule. Okay, nearly Perisha. Shekachu Kvias Vesta. Shebisoch Elu Hashnaim Ola Shlosha Yamim Tira. So a woman sees Dam within a 2 or 3 day interval. Ubeguf elu hayamim ein lezman kavua emas. But she has no predictability when within that interval she's going to see Dam. So she always sees Dam within a 3 day interval. But she can't predict when during that 3 day interval. There's no kviyas for that. Lefamim mazel, lefamim mazel. Rak akol panim lo yavru gimel yam halal lebrigli yirim. But she knows she has a kviyas that, let's say, between a 25 and a 20-day interval, 28-day interval, she's always going to see Dam. Could be after 25 days, it could be after 27 days, it could be on day 28, but she's always going to see Dam within this 3-day window. Im kein, kol hagimel yomim hema havest. So that entire 3-day period has the status of a yom havest, the tzarach lifrosh bekulin. And she has to be parish for that entire 3-day period. So then, they're must tell you a brand new halacha, that even if she doesn't have a vest kavua per se, but she has a kvias for the interval, then there's a requirement of prisha for that entire interval period. Moshe in the tshuva that we just quoted, Chelek Beis Yerodeis and Mitzamek Zayin, references a Shilta Giborim in the beginning of Shavuos, or the beginning of the Dapi Riven Shavuos, that more or less, it seems to say something very similar to the Noah of Yehuda. Isha she'ela ves kavua, that based on alphabet be riffin shavuos. Isha she'ela ves kavua, he lif amin roa bekaf beis b'chodesh, u lif amin bekaf hei, u bekaf des. Sometimes she'll see on day 22, day 25, day 29. Ach la'olam eina roa ad yudal yamim achar tvila. But she'll never see before, let's say, day 21. Nira devade la'olam ein tzvicha bedika kol osan yidal yamim shel akar atfila. So here we're talking about bedikos. There's no requirement for bedikos during the period of time that she never expects to see them. Kehi mamish akasa tzvicha sedashen dekodim yidal lo havi v'chlal isha she'en levest v'tzvicha bedika. That's the tzvicha sedashen. I'll have to get to him. So we'll pay test of a vest at shlili, a negative vest, that a woman doesn't have to be choshesh, lenin bedikos, during a period that she knows she will never see that. Ulam b'zeh yesh l'tiyashe v'yamim sheheim achar yadal yamim. Shavest mishtan and gimel adal ruhe yamim. But let's say there's a variation, a variable of 3, 4, 5 days, a window in which she can see dam within that variation. K'mo shezacharnu eich disnahi, ki yesh panim lahatira l'shamish b'chol pam achar yadal ruhe bedika. So there's a tzad to say that as long as she does a bedika during that period, she can have tashmish. Kedin isha she'en leves kavua, that we treat her as a regular vest she'en kavua. V'yesh panam lomar, she'el achar yadal yamim la'olam yasir l'shamish. Kedin isha she'esh levest, maybe we can treat her like a vest kavua, because that whole window has a kvias. We don't look at every day individually, we look at that window. So as far as that window is concerned, she has a kvias that she's going to see during that window. So maybe we should treat that all as a yam vest and be yasir b'tashmish. Etc. So he's skeptical as to whether that would really be the din, because then you'd essentially be prohibiting tashmish for a very large chunk of time. But he raises this as a possibility and discusses it tzadim. So this Noda Yehuda seems to have precedent in the Shilta Giborim, who conceives of such a range of a longer vest for a woman that expects to see dam within a certain number of days. How do we assume lahalacha? Aruch HaShulchan Oz Kafhei is choshesh for the Noda Bihuda. He assumes like the Noda Bihuda of halacha. The Chavis Das that we just quoted as a Katan Dalet is emphatically against the Noda Bihuda. He thinks that it's impossible that there would be such a din to require Prisha for that kind of extended period of time. Rabbi Shulchan writes that even though it's preferable to be machmir for the Noda Bihuda's position, Hamekel Yesh Lo Au Mi Lismoch, but he quotes from the Crazy Placey that at the very least, in this kind of situation, a woman should do bedikos kodem v'acher tashmish. Minchas Yitzchak, Chelakei Simon Kuf Lamed Hey, Minchas Yitzchak, Chelakei Simon Kuf Lamed Hey, acknowledges, he writes, that Halacha L'maisa is very difficult to be machmir, like the Noda Bihuda. He says, Kasha L'hachmir L'cherim, Somech and Ilamaisa, Kashish Tzarach L'hakil Alamakilim, Shita Sashach. So in the ideal world, it would be better to be machmir, but that's not always possible. Now, if you were to be machmir, then what's the range in which you'd have to be concerned about the Noda Bihuda? Let's say you have a range of 10 days in which you see that. So, in the Vestos Balacha, Sif Beis, Simon Kaf Beis, he points out the Noda Bihuda himself in the Tshuva talks about a case of a woman that has a 7-day variation. So you see, the Noda Bihuda is at least assuming that you have to be choshish for this if there's a 7-day variation, that you have to treat those 7 days as the Yom HaVest. Chachmas Adam, he points out, Simon Kuf Ches Ozvav. Simon Kuf Ches Ozvav. It sounds like there's potentially no limit, maybe more than 7 days. But he quotes that among those Machmirim, Rabbi Forrest quotes this, some of these Marmakamas as well, that even those that are Machmir Lamaisa aren't Machmir for a range of more than 3 days. He quotes the Chuvas Ber Moshe, the Deborah Siner, in the name of Yochanan Steif, Shevet Alevi, Shlomo Zalman. And the Vestas Balacha quotes from Shlomo Miller in Toronto this as well, that even if you're going to be machmir for the Noda Bihuda, so typically these posts are only machmir if you've established a pattern if you establish a kvias where you see within a range of no more than 3 days. Then you'd be choshesh for those 3 days as a Yom HaVest.
Where are they getting that from?
Where are they getting the 3 days from? So the Togos Baibinius and the Ramah themselves will talk about 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. The Noda Bihuda does have a case of 7 days, but we've shown him that the truth is the Shilta Giborim. I'm sorry?
You're picking his Shita, so shouldn't you follow that?
It could be that from a Psak perspective, it's only Lechumra anyway, so it's unreasonable to be Machmir to such an extent, especially if the sources are Rishonim. Now, the Shilta Giborim, we just quoted, has Kof Al Kof Hei Kof Tes. So the Shilta Giborim is the one Risha that does seem to entertain this pretty explicitly, has an 8-day range, or a 9-day range, depending on how you count. Nevertheless, it sounds like these poskim are assuming that if we're going to be Machmir, so no need to be Machmir more than that which is referenced in the Yehovah's Maimonides, which is the real source of the Ramah. The Shilta Giborim seems to say something very similar to another Buddha, but that's not the source that the Ramah is basing himself on. Seems to be the
Mahalakha. The Matzias is that there usually is a 3-day range?
I think yesh v'yesh. You have to do a study. Okay, let's move on a little bit. Sif Dalid.
Would Ravali hold to this?
I don't think so. Sif Dalit. Im regila liras ben etzachama, lo kimlan shapir yikodem ben etzachama akrav, ein asura ele bayom. So we quoted this earlier when we spoke about the opening shir vessels, the rice of the Rabbanan. If a woman normally sees around nates, but she doesn't know for sure whether the re'iyah began before nates or after nates, she doesn't have to be choshesh for the night, ona, she only has to be choshesh for the day on. This is based on the Ravid Shar Tikkun Avesta of Siman Aleph. The Ravid writes, he quotes Machlokas here. Hecha dirigila lemefsi benetzacham agufei inami delokim le b'milsa shapir v'lo yadika benetzacham ilachar netzacham, so she doesn't know whether it's before nates or after. Ikam anda amar dinaktina v'lechumra v'yasura kalayla v'chal yom. So he quotes the day that you have to be machmir and treat me safek both onos as the onos of est. Ikam anda amar came in the vest as the rabbanon. And you're only choshesh for the yom, umestaber kavasei. The Ravid paskins that in this case, since vesas derabanan had the right to be mako, to only be choshesh for the yom, the afternades period. That's the Shulchan Aruch paskins here. The Tazir and Sifkat and Zion adds the calculation of Tolin Hakilkel b'makulkel, that we know come morning that she no longer has a cheskas tmeya, a cheskas tuma, but at the nighttime she still has a cheskas Torah. So you have the right to assume that the ri'ah started by yom, absent contrary information. And the shach, as we noted previously, meikra din sifkat din yudgimli assumes la halacha, you don't have to be choshish for the previous night, but in sifkat din yudalit, he puts in the bach that it's roi lahachmir, mikal safek iser, and he writes, meaning, the shaf anyway is choshish for the orzerua, so if you're choshish for the orzerua anyway, then you definitely should be choshish in this case to ask for the previous ona, but he wouldn't say that you have to add an additional ona on top of it, meaning, so to the extent that we're machmir like the orzerua, so you're not going to be more makel over here, so if the ri'ah straddled before nates, after nates, you don't know exactly what happens. You have to be machmir lechachila. The shach would say on the nighttime ona, but you wouldn't have to be machmir the previous day. You wouldn't tack on the orzerua to this suffix. But to the extent that we are, the shach is machmir for the orzerua. So he obviously says you'll be machmir on the night before as well. Yeah.
Might be a mistake, but doesn't the Russian the shach sound like being usually not machmir for the orzerua? Here you should be machmir for the orzerua.
That's what the Bach says. And then he says, but anyway, since we're machmir l'orzerua, so obviously you're going to have to be machmir. Good. The Torah Shlomi here in Sifkat in Yud Beis just points out that there are different yourselves in the Bali Nefesh that we have, the Raib comes out l'chumra, but anyway, other Rishonim are makel, even if the Raib is not. Fine.
So around the Taz,
yeah.
Don't we have a Chazakah also the way that it is now is the way it was then? It's a Chazakah de'ash, or the way that you are now is the way that you were then also.
I mean, you have a chazaka de hashta. No, so you have a chazaka de mekar in the other direction. That usually cancels it out.
So we usually say mekar wins?
Absent other variables, but yes, then he throws in and tells him hakilka b'makokam. Fine. The chadastas in Sifkat in Hay, that the Pisgah Shuva references in Sifkat in Yud. Pisgah Shuva Sifkat in Yud references chadastas Sifkat in Hay, that even though B'chol HaTorah Kulu we usually calculate days based on alos and tzeis, when it comes to vestos, we calculate based on nates. That seems to be the discussion here in the Rav and the Rishonim, because they're talking about nates, not alos. Then the Chavasah says, presumably that's true for Shki as well. Here, the discussion we showed was only about nates, but presumably when you say for nates, should be true for Shkia as well. He says maybe Chazal had a Mesorah, had a tradition, that when it comes to Vestos are dependent on the sun, so the fact that the sun is out causes some bodily change that would spur the Re'iyah, and maybe that's why nates is operative and not Alos.
So I had this question yesterday when we were learning. When we had this question between Alos and Nates, is there like a Binish Mashal type situation going on there? Or is it just we say Nates is like the exact time when switching between night and day? Or is there like a Suffix Man in the morning?
Like And all those mitzvahs hayom, the lechachila, you perform after neis, but the evad yosi after los, that sounds like it's different than, not exactly the same as banish moshas, right? If it was, because you don't say...
Tosfos and brachos give a reason, so we're afraid that you're going to get confused.
A reason that lechachila you can't do...
Yeah, everyone agrees it's a vada yom. Everyone agrees vada yom, we're just afraid that you're going to get confused and really
resolve. Right.
So I don't know why we would assume.
Why we would assume?
The second suffix. I don't know why we would assume that it's like Benesh Moshe's type of.
No, we wouldn't. Right. Yeah. It's Me'ikar Adin, correct. It's all the mitzvahs Hayom that you could be Mekayim Bayom, and you could be Mekayim Bidi Evet after a loss. That's not true between Shkei and Seis. You don't say that you could be Mekayim Mitzvahs Hayom Bidi Evet after Shkei.
So we're saying that it goes from Nates till Shkia is the cutoff?
That's what the Chavis Das suggests. It's not, in the Rishonim, talk about Nates. They don't talk about Shkia. The Chavis Das assumes that it should be true about Shkia as well.
But doesn't the Shach say the Fizim regularly rose Ben Hashmasos? Kodem Alachar Laila, in Israel of Alayla? Isn't that sound like Laila's the Kfiyas? The Shach looks at Kodem Gimel, the last year on.
The Shafir is assuming that it's parallel to, that Shkia is parallel to Nates. I mean, just like, I feel the Rav Sakonim and Nates Acham, Yikam Akam Ayom, Hayavad Mei Nidasa, Ashen Ken Alay Lo Hayav Esafek, Chay Perish Akhoi Mufizet, Imer Gil Liris Bein Hashmashos, Velo Kimlan I Kodem Ola Akhar Halayla, Ein asura ella balayla. If you say that sounds like it's different.
Yeah. If the Laila is the equivalent of Nate.
Laila is the equivalent of... If it was the case that Shkia was the cutoff...
It should be the day before you should be...
Right, then that's Pasha. Right, so you're saying that this shach sounds like said not like the Chavis Das. Chavis Das assumes that whatever you say for Nate should be true Bashki as well. And here the shach seems to be distinguishing. Chavis Das says, then Pshad Neshach, the way he says it, is that when the Shach says, Rasa ben Hashmashos, he's talking about the case where you're misupik whether you saw it before Shkia or after Shkia. So he makes the Shach a little bit left after.
Okay.
Good, okay. So I wasn't sensitive to that. Okay, good. So, Shkoch. So, Aaron pointing out that if you read the Shach literally, the Shach seems to be saying that the cutoff should be Vade Laila. And not Nates, and the Chavis Das rereads the Shach to make Shkia more parallel to Zricha. Now, Lashon HaRambam, Sidur Tar points this out, Sidur Tar and Sifkat and Vav. Lashon HaRambam, Perek Dalet Halacha Yudgimel, Perek Dalet Halacha Yudgimel, V'chein. Ema Yadar Galiras B'shei Shos B'layla V'ovri V'lo Ras Asur L'Shamish Ad She Tizrach HaShemesh. That sounds like this Chavis Das, like Nates, is being the operative cutoff when it comes to Onos, when it comes to Vestos, right? Achet Tizrach HaShemesh. Sidur Tara doesn't understand that. he doesn't understand the Chavos Dasi, he doesn't understand the Rambam. Why should that be so? Why should
the Shulchan Aruch? The next part I thought was Pasha Shulchan Aruch, only for Shadow Tzavos Dasi or Shkia.
That's correct, but why should that be so?
Okay, but it's a Shadow Shulchan Aruch also. It's not a
Shadow. It's a Shadow Rishonim, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Unless you say like the Aruch HaShulchan Sif Kavzayin says that is Lav Dafka, Sircha de Mishnah, that the Lashon of Mishnah and Samach Hemi Beis is Asher Tizrach Shemesh. That's where the Rambam got it from. So it's Lav Dafka. It really means Halos. Aruch HaShulchan thinks it should be Machmir in both directions. But in general, we assume like the Chavos Das, like the Pashup Shat in the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch here. What about the following? Rabbi Karp has discussed his Perek Vav Ha'ara 15. Perek Vav Ha'ara 15. So a woman gets up in the morning and she sees Daf. So she doesn't know when she saw the Daf first. She doesn't know when the Daf first began flowing. So the default would be that you have the right to assume that the dam started by Yom. But you quote from Rav Yashiv that if it's such a large quantity of dam that it's unreasonable to assume that it only started by Yom, then you have to be choshish for the previous night as well. And if it's a large quantity and it's already beginning to dry, so it's unreasonable to assume that it just came out 5 minutes ago, then you'd have to be choshesh for the previous night as well. Okay, then take a look at Sif Hey. Again, it's based on a Ravid. Im regila liros re'ia mikodem neitzachama ad acher neitzachama. So a woman sees a re'ia that begins before neitz, ends after neitz. Asur b'laylu b'yom kishir nimshach bo. So you have to treat as the zman havest, as the onus havest, the night period when it started, up until the point where it stops on the next day. Okay, and then Sivav, invest nimshach bezo gimel yamim sheshofas omizalefes. If you have a vest that continues for 2 or 3 days, it's flowing. Engasri halifrosh ela ona rishona shela vest. You only have to be parish the first ona, day one. Kevin shavra ona v'lo rasa muteres. Once that ona passes, then she's muteres. So 3 days in the Ravid here, Shara Vestas Perak Aleph Simon Kaf, Sakin Shulchan Aruch reflects the middle one. In this case of a vest of a re'iyah that takes place over a few days, do we assume that day one has a din of a vest kavua, the rest of the days have a din of a vest she'ena kavua? Do we assume that only day one of it has a din of a vest, and the rest of the days are viewed as additional blood, damim nosafim, but doesn't create a new din of vest? Or do we assume that all 3 days have a din of a vest? So we paskin like the middle day, which many Rishonim assume, like the Balamor, the Rush, that the middle day, that only day one is the more makel day, that only day one is a din of yom avest. Problem is, Taz and Shach raises, how do you square Sifhei Sivav? Sifhei is talking about a case where you start a Re'iyah Balayla and continues to the next day, then you're choshish for both of those days. Sivav is talking about a case of a 3-day Re'iyah, you're only choshish for day one. Says the Tas of Katan Tas, the difference is that the case of Sifhei is a Dover Muat. Shenimshach b'yom chashiv me'inyan avest atzma. So that's considered to be all the same vest. But if it's a vest over a period of a few days, so then we view the subsequent days as an extension and not part of the original vest. Rabbi Carr points out, page Reish Zayin for the Bach, that even it's more precise than the Sifei. Lashon Bach, Kevin Sheroad meets Sof Halayla L'Tchila Sayom. Mitok Sof Halayla L'Tchila Sayom. The case of Sifei, it's not even where she starts seeing 12 o'clock in the afternoon and goes till 12 o'clock the next day. It's Tafka, she starts, let's say, towards the end of the night, and then it goes into the morning, a span of, a relatively small span of time. Lashon HaRavid Regilut Liras Riyam Meruba. So there, where there's a lot of dam in a small period of time, we view that all is a tchilas vest. But a regular vest, a regular b'iyah that takes place over a period of a few days, we only view the first day as the onus of vest. Okay, next time we will pick up with Se'if Tess Muberes, or sorry, Se'if Zayin Muberes. We'll talk about Bedikos and Se'if Tess, and the finish of the Simen, and maybe if we're lucky, we'll start Simen Kuf Pei Tess.
Really?
Sure.